In terms of building a progressive research program, you really have to start somewhere. And what we wanted was kind of what we'll call ecological validity. We wanted to know that what we were learning was really generalizable to the broader population. And so the very first thing we wanted to do is operationalize the construct. As Wayne said, how do you define transformation? What does it mean? And again, when people use a term in a lot of different ways, it starts to look kind of mushy. And so scientists don't like mush. They like concrete, and they like to know what it is. And so we thought, well, how can we know if other people have had these kinds of experiences, and what do they mean by it? So the first thing we did, actually, is to invite the readers of the IONS periodicals and the Internet to send us their stories. And we started collecting hundreds of stories of people who were telling their tales of transformation, talking about how something very profound like, you know, a trip to the moon and back could also happen for somebody as they were washing the dishes. It could happen in a way as they're walking in nature and suddenly seeing the world around them in a different frame. So the first thing we learned was that a lot of people report these kinds of experiences. And the second thing we learned is that people have different doorways in. There are different catalysts for these kind of transformational experiences. And the way they describe them, whether it's an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience or, you know, a visionary experience or a dream or just a moment of reflection that allowed them to see things a different way. It was widespread, and there were some continuities across the various stories. So then I brought in a colleague, an anthropologist, who helped us to do a qualitative analysis across these narratives and to look for patterns and regularities in addition to all of the differences. So really honoring the differences, but looking for patterns that connect. And one of the things we found is that the narratives closely matched the kind of hero's journey, and that the people who reported these experiences described life before and after, and that there was a moment in which something shifted for them and they never went back. And so suddenly we had kind of a metaphor and a kind of archetype to hold on to, which is this notion of the hero's journey, and to begin to then think, what do these stories have in common when they talk about the hero's journey? And so we came up with a definition of transformation that really is very simple. It's a shift in perspective. It's a shift in the way we view what is true. And it's as little as changing our minds and as big as changing our minds. And it's a very fundamental thing. And so out of that, we then thought, okay, we've heard from the every person. We know that this is a fairly widely distributed